Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this morning sadhana, ready to be picked up by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That would be wonderful. I like that. Srila Prabhupada's prediction. Want to play? Kartal, someone? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Tuma Bina Kidaya Sansare Tuma Bina Tuma Bina Kedayalo Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Ketu Kabaya Batara
Patita Pavana Ketu
Masama Patita Prabhu Paibe Ara Masham Yaha Prabhu Nitananda Premananda Sukhi Yaha Prabhu Kripa balokana kara yami bara dukhi Kripa balokana kara yami bara dukhi Daya kara sita pati Adaita Gosai Daya Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nita Sarup sanatana Rupa Raghuna Sarup
Rupa Raghuna
Bhatta Yuga Svejevaha Prabhu Lokana
Bhakta
Yoga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokana दया करो श्रीयाचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास गया करो रामचंद्र संगम गे नरोत्तम दास हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद
भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की
अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की रामाचार्य श्रीलवदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तविंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय अलाचवानी रमणती धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय श्री चैतन्य चैतामित पाठकारी भक्तवृंद की जय श्रोताकारी भक्तवृंद की जय समवेत वैष्णववृंद की निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So as we follow Srila Prabhupada's style, we're going to fold our hand and or you can just sing loudly. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्त बृंद सो वी आर रिसाइटिंग टुडे श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत मद्दलीला Chapter 20, Srila Prabhupada entitles as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of the Absolute Truth. So let me test, you all are daily attending this. What was the last chapter about?
Rupa Goswami.
Thank you. Very attentive, very nice. Because this chapter actually will answer you. If you pay attention, what will be the result? And if you don't pay attention, I won't say. But this is a one chapter. This morning I read, I was just listening also, Maharaj Amala Bhakta Swami's recording. He doesn't record Prabhupada's purport, just the sloka translation. But it's so nice, so I created some questions. And I was thinking, do I need any other things in life? No. This one chapter is enough to get from ignorant level to highest form of Krishna Prem experience. Just one chapter is enough. It's so wonderful. So I will say it later, but first we are going to, we're doing 1, 2, 3 slokas. First sloka is It's so sweet. It's just so sweet. This whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, I mean whole Krishna consciousness is sweet. This first loka says, how do you have access? We have a three identity. Everybody is familiar, yeah? Last week we discussed. We have a fundamental identity called constitutional. I'm a servant of this servant. I'm a servant of Srila Prabhupada, who is the eternal servant of Krishna. Like this, servant of the servant of Krishna. So that's a fundamental identity. Then we have a functional identity. I'm a man. I'm a Vanaprastha. Vanachari, whatever. You are a female. You are Mataji. You are mother. You are a wife. Like this. These are functional. These are not our eternal identity, but they are with us right now. If we know how to use it, utilize it, then journey is over. So this chapter tells that because most conditioned soul like me, they always identify with the functional identity, not fundamental. So it's very difficult to know the truth. How do you ascertain the truth? But this first verse gives a very nice, wonderful platform how to approach. So we are going to recite together. You can repeat after me. Bande ananta adbhuta ish. Bande ananta adbhuta isharjam.
Bande ananta adbhuta isharjam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhum.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhum.
Nichopi jat prasadat set.
Bhakti Shastra
Pravartaka.
Bhakti Shastra Pravartaka.
Please chant.
Bande Ananta Bhutaishvaryam.
Bande Ananta Bhutaishvaryam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhum.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhum.
Nichopi
Yatrasadasya.
Bhakti
Shastra Pravartaka. Bande Ananta Bhutaishvaryam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nichoti Yatrasadasya.
Bhakti Shastra Pravartaka.
Bande Ananta Bhutaishvaryam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nichopi jat prasadatsya.
Bhakti Shastra Pravartaka.
Bhakti Shastra Pravartaka.
Bande
Ananta Bhutaishvaryam.
Sri
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nichopi
yatrasadasya.
Bhakti Shastra Pravartaka.
Bande Ananta Bhutaishvaryam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nichopi yatrasadasya.
Bhakti Shastra Pravartaka.
Okay. Synonyms, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Synonyms, Bande, I offer my respectful obeisances. We can do it together, it will be easier. Ananta, unlimited. Adbhuta, wonderful. Aishvaryam, possessing opulence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nichopi, even a person in the lowest status of life. Jat Prasada, by whose mercy, Shat may become. Bhakti Shastra of the science of devotional service, Pravartaka and Inner Gate. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has unlimited wonderful opulences. By his mercy, even a person born as the lowest of man can spread the signs of devotional service. Text 2. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Together, Jaya Jaya, all glories, Sri Chaitanya to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya, all glories, Nityananda to Nityananda. Jaya, all glories, Advaita Chanda to Advaita Chanda. Jaya, all glories, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda to all devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya and all glories to all devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wonderful. Text 3. Etha Gaure Sanatana Ache Bandi Chale. Together. Etha Gaure Sanatana Ache Bandi Chale. Sirupa Gosai Papi Aila Hena Kale. Synonyms. Etha, here, Gaure in Bengal, Sanatana, Sanatan Goswami, Ache was Bandishale in prison, Sirupa, Masita, of Sirupa Goswami. Patri, the letter, Aila came Henokale at that time. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation, while Sanatan Goswami was in prison in Bengal, a letter arrived from Srila Rupa Goswami. Wow. Purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur informs us that this letter from Rupa Goswami to Sanatana Goswami is mentioned by the annotator of Udvata Chandrika. Srila Rupa Goswami wrote a note to Sanatana Goswami from Bakla. This note indicated that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to Mathura, and it is stated, Jadu Pate Kagata Mathura Puri Raghu Pate Kagottata Kosala Iti Vichinta Kurusha Manastiram Nase Vidam Jagati Iti Avadharaya. Where has the Mathura Puri of Jadupati gone? He's indicating, everybody is catching this? He's indicating where Mahaprabhu is, but he didn't say he is there. This is called CIS, origin CIS file. Rupa Goswami Pad writing to Sanatana Goswami so that if it is handled by enemy who puts Sanatana Goswami Pad in jail, they may figure it out because he's going to escape, you all know. But how he's going to escape? And where is going to go? All these secret notes in this beautiful poem. So it's very nice. Where has Mathura Puri of Jadupati gone? Means he is going to go to Mathura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where has Northern Kosala of Raghupati gone? Now how they are going to ever figure it out, what is that? It's about Lord Ramchandra, but has nothing to do. But it is indicating Mahaprabhu. By reflection, make the mind steady. Now he is telling Sanatana Goswami Pad what to do. Thinking, this universe is not eternal, means get out. By any means. This chapter is so beautiful, believe or not, I could not put it down. I think I'm going to read whole life this chapter. I mean, every chapter I feel like that. This is so wonderful. So first of all, I would like to get a blessing from all of you, senior devotees, follower of Srila Prabhupada. Please pray for me and bless me so Krishna, and by your blessing I can remember something what I heard from Prabhupada and our acharyas, to save something to purify my own heart, and you can take away something that you may need. Om Jnanati Mirandasa Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shatadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsha. You know, when we pray this, it is not a word. These are substance. This is spiritual personality. Their mercy. And one lecture Prabhupada says, these prayers are very, very potential to purify anybody's heart. So these are not just English or Sanskrit words. These are personality. And each prayers that we have in our Mangalacharan is established by a particular person, a devotee, a great devotee, Acharya, like Om Ajnanati Mirandasya. Who composed that? Are you familiar with that? No? Narottam Das Thakur. Actually, in Khetri festival, he established that. And then next prayers we do, Sri Chaitanya Maha Manovistam Sthapitam. Who composed that? Rupa Goswami Pada. And Prabhupada gave a story about it. I could not find anywhere else, but Prabhupada gave a story that when Rupa Goswami with his brother was other side of the Ganges in Prayag, he was surprised seeing these people who think themselves as God, now they are crazy and acting as a servant of the servant. And they're rolling on the ground. Rupa Goswami Pada could not put together how this happened, this flooding of Krishna consciousness. So he trembled. Prabhupada said he could not control himself. He immediately, instantly composed that verse. And he cried of this. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam. So like this, all these prayers is very valuable. Next one, that Bandeham we just finished, this is composed by Sarup Damodar. And there is a secret about it. It's a little long story, but another day. But at least you know these two. All these prayers are wonderful. Even Prabhupada's own prayers. Now, we chant every day. How this came into Prabhupada's own explanation. This is wonderful. So we do it, but we should be maybe aware in order to get full benefit. Otherwise we will be like just saying it, but not getting completely benefit. But today I just give these two, and then next time I'll just do more, because I want to talk about something about this chapter. It's so nice. I'm glad. Maybe it's a coincidence, but nothing is coincidence that I'm given in the first verse of the chapter and summarizing. So now we're going to chant Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine. Prabhupada has his version, very nice how he did it. But the way I look at that verse also, if you remember the translation, you can find each word has a actually sloka backing. And on Prabhupada's disappearance and appearance day, we put this Nepali Bari, that one of the Sanskrit scholar who composed this Prabhupada's glory of his Pranam Mantra. And we chant this, and Prabhupada liked it. Pushkar Prabhu confirmed that Prabhupada actually wanted this to be recited. So we do this at least twice a year, minimum. But you can find it online. It is there in Google, that's how we found. So I look at this, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Vishnu Padaya means one who accepted the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, where you will find the access of Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet. Both way, you can apply that, Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya, there is a verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quote this. Nija Obhishta Krishna Prasthaya Pacheta Lagiya Nirantar Krishna Bhaje Antar Mana Hoya. He said Krishna Prasthaya means their eternal associate. And I remember one time when devotees asked Prabhupada after reciting this number 8 in Nectar of Instruction. I hope you all know that. Tannama rupa charita adisuki tananu smritto kramena rasana manushi nirja tishtan prajet adunuragi jananu gami kalam nayat akhilam iti upadesha saram. The essence of all advice, that's how the verse says. It's not my explanation. The verse is upadesha saram. The essence of all advice, Prabhupada translate, is this, that you should constantly chant, sing the glory, see the beauty of the Lord and His associate. You glorify His associate, His pastimes like this, and your mind should be completely absorbed. And you should serve the Lord, this Brajana Nandan, under an eternal associate of the Lord. Nija Obhishta Krishna Prasthaya. Now question is, who is the eternal associate we should follow? So that it's wonderful, Prabhupada's followers, they're so wonderful devotees. They literally ask Prabhupada, so which associate we should follow, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, I'm here. Isn't sweet? He doesn't reveal his identity, but many instances that he reveals, that at least he, in that episode, he said he's a Brajabashi. He said, I'm here. So it's so nice. So I think like this, and when I chant, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine. The second verse, you can do little research. It's wonderful. I don't want to go on. It's beautiful. 4.10 Bhagavad Gita in the purport, Prabhupada writes, this Nirvishesha Sunnavadi, what is that means? We are born with three attachments. It's a whole paragraph, two paragraph you can read. It's so nice. And I found many quotes of Prabhupada himself explained what he, his mercy has come in my life or not. You can detect whether those attachments disappeared or not. If not, then we should really intensely seek for Prabhupada's blessing. This will motivate us. Okay, after this, we are going to chant. Bancha kalpa taru vescha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Chaitanya Bhagavat study, I just found a beautiful verse. It says, thanks to Pundarik Prabhu for wonderful service that he did. If Mahaprabhu says, if you chant one time Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense, I give you guarantee, directly straight like this, you will get love of God. I was thinking like, wow, that's a simple but not simple. I have to be fully aware what are the offenses and try to avoid and really move it out from my heart. Because Namavas, when somebody chants ignorantly, if you may think like, oh, he doesn't know, how can he be offensive? He doesn't even know what offense is. Like that Mataji asked Giriraj Maharaj, he was sitting here on Sunday feast, maybe 6 years back, I remember, it was striking me. Because she said, from there, she said, Maharaj, if from childhood, if I never meet a Vaishnava, then I'll never commit Vaishnava offense. Will that be easier? I was looking at her, wow, how did she come up with like? Of course not. But then Maharaj explained. I hope you remember that. And something I learned very technically, because I'm a little technical oriented sometimes, that Namavas are two types. intentional, unintentional. So when somebody chant comes to from ignorant level to introduce of Krishna consciousness, their chanting is not offensive, but it's namabhas, but it is unintentional. But unintentional will not take give you Krishna prema. It will give you material benefit and even liberation. But you, in order to get Krishna prema, you have to intentionally avoid and aware of the offenses, and then you come to Shuddha Nama. So there is a big difference. All namabhas doesn't produce anything. The other namabhas are two types. Unintentional are four types. Sankirta Parivahishambhav, I'm sure you all know that verse. And unintentional are two types. Intentional are two types. Pratibimba Abhas, Chaya Namabhas. And Rupa Goswami Pad, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a big description on this. The Chaya Namabhas, most of the devotee follows. Chaya Namabhas means he's following the shadow of the real substance. And it will eventually, if you keep on practicing diligently every day, you'll come to pure name, for sure. Pratibimba Namabhas, I won't go talk because it's Bhas subject, you'll never get. And I hope not. But someday. But today I want to summarize because this is my assignment. So what is the summary of this chapter? Mother Sri Gaurangi assigned me for this. So this is Madhulila chapter 20. What I found, I'm going to summarize this. Due to his extensive traveling, inspirational public chanting, and fruitful philosophical dialogues, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had generated a widespread appreciation of the Sankirtan movement. Next, here in this chapter you'll find the crucial need was to systematically document and organize his mission. Now you may say, why? I found three causes from Prabhupada's purport, from the whole chapter. This is what will follow next 1 month. I don't know how. Well, we do once a week, so it will take a little time. Maybe a few months. So three things I found from Prabhupada's purport. One, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to establish uniform standards and consistency among followers in different geographical locations. Two, to preserve the purity and authenticity of the process of generation to come. Sachinandan Maharaj's one lecture was so nice. Maharaj is very thoughtful. He says, Bhavartha Deepika of Narahari Sarkar. Narahari Chakravarti? Narahari Chakravarti, yeah, Narahari Chakravarti. Gives a little scary things. I'm just, what I remember, I'm going to paraphrase. Maharaj was very happy. I never heard that. He says, one is, as the Kali Yuga progress, even the Sankirtan movement is full-fledged, intact. That doesn't mean everybody will be coming. We have to invite them to come and make them fortunate, which most of the devotees headed by Dibhanga Prabhu and everybody is doing daily basis. Just by chanting, the waves going and affecting. It's so nice. Anyway, to look at it. New five devotees will not focus on progressing to the ultimate goal. They will want to stay where they are, and they will promote that by introducing through the sense gratification. Then, second part was, I'm just paraphrasing what I remember reading. The spiritual leaders will not be, because majorities are new five, they will not take the instruction of the spiritual leader with their heart. They will just take it whenever they want to apply, they will apply, if not, they will not apply. These two reasons, the Sankirtan movement will have a bigger, big challenges. As a result, non-devotees or ignorant Krishna conscious ignorant people, publics, majorities in this world, will not have a pure Krishna conscious access. But then solution was wonderful. Because Mahaprabhu, he says, Sei dware achandale kirtanat sanchare nama prema malagati parayala samsare. This is from Adilila chapter 4. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this big challenges to spread this movement. So he put the love of Godhead with the chanting and just saying as soon one avoids the offenses, he will get it. Even if they are not focusing. But if they are not focusing on avoiding the offenses, they will not get it. So that's the very easiest way. That means, and then he says also, randomly should be distributed. Anywhere, everywhere. Anyone, everyone. So that was nice. I felt like, okay, we are in a comfort ship of Mahaprabhu, which is called Prabhupada's Ishkan. As long as we can distribute and practice diligently, then we will do it. Okay, back to the summary. Sri Chaitanya gave the Goswamis of Vrindavan specific instruction. Previous chapter was Rupa Goswami, this chapter is Sanatan Goswami. Thank you. These six fathers of Chaitanya's church, or I put it that way, 48, were headed by Rupa and Sanatan. Because end of every chapter you will see the Rupa Raghunath. And Prabhupada called Rupa Sanatan. Very nice. Direct disciple, confidential associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had a four wonderful qualities. If you can remember, you will catch it in every chapter. One, they are well educated. Materially and spiritually. Nana shastra vicharanai kanipuna sadharma sangstapako. They literally spent entire of their life to scrutinize any shastra anywhere, whether it's a Bible or Quran or five chapter of Moses called Torah, any literature that were existing here, there, they actually went through. We don't need to spend our time. We should just follow them, that's all. They did all the hard work. So first is they were well educated. Second, managerially streetwise, like a shark. If you look at the instruction there, very precise. They are not going round like Pran Govinda Das goes off and then he forgets the time is over. And he didn't even say what he wanted to come to him. They are not like that. No, really, I felt bad myself about it, but they are so wonderful. Third point, spiritually very deep. They did not just tell you to do something, but they have a whole analytical study why they are asking us to do something. They have a very deep understanding. Number four, spotless in character. Because spirituality is the foundation of morality. It clicked me when Prabhupada said, doesn't matter how much you know, you cannot deliver, or people will not be interested if you don't have a good moral character. Before that I never heard, it never clicked me because I was a cripple. I was myself, bad character. I still have a bad character, but at least I'm thinking about how to remove. Because I noticed in my own life, own perception, own realization, people are not so much interested like how perfect you are. People are interested how you purify the challenges and how you becoming perfect. I noticed that catches more attention. It's true. In my own day-to-day counseling, I do a lot of counseling, every day at least few. I do. So they gave up, the six Goswamis, they gave up their lofty positions in society to fully devote their time and energy to missionary work. was very funny. Jai Dutta Maharaj was giving Sunday feast class and I was next to him sitting. So one devotee asked, Maharaj, the children has to go to school, I have a job, how to do it? Maharaj says, what do you want? What is your question? He said, I really want to advance. So then Jai Dutta Maharaj like a clear cut, straight word. So I gave up everything to dive in Prabhupada's mission. You can do that. Like, whoa. That was so nice answer because he did it. So it depends on you. Don't ask the speaker how you're going to devote. Do you want to devote? Do you really want to advance? Then you have to do. I was looking at Maharaj and then he smiled. He said, well, that's what I did. Look at me. So that was nice. So Sri Chaitanya does identify them as the ideal candidate to lead the Sankirtan movement. Why I brought this? Because I scrutinize sometimes with a liberal mind and try to put intelligent many of our spiritual leaders in this movement. Just by their dedication, I feel every day encouragement, enthusiasm to keep going. Doesn't matter how many opposition come, it's not important. We are so blessed with all those great souls in our current life. I'm not talking previous life, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's good. But I'm talking about right now. You have access on that. So the process of organization began on Sri Chaitanya's return journey from Vrindavan to Puri. And that's why this chapter is so important. As he traveled back, he stopped at Prayag and Varanasi, where he spent quality time instructing Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami separately, not together. One-on-one counseling. That's very nice. These historic teachings from the foundation of the entire Bhakti Yoga process and delineate the complete science of devotion on the journey towards pure, unbounded, ecstatic love of God. Now, first 93 slokas, I was looking at it, has a very, if you look at like you want to summarize the whole chapter in 1 hour, what are you going to do? You will be start seeing it by the mercy of Prabhupada, the way Prabhupada put it. Very nice. So, 1 to 93 I found, Sanatana Goswami, however, could not escape as easily. You may think you have a problem in Krishna consciousness to devote full time in Krishna consciousness. Look at Sanatana Goswami path, what he did we can learn. Sanatana Goswami, however, could not escape as easily losing all interest in governmental affairs. He feigned sickness and stayed home to discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam with Brahmana scholars. Believe or not, mothers and prabhus, in my own life I saw that whenever I had a challenges and I started these few years, I go back to Bhagavatam and I just want to forget whatever happened. It's horrible, whatever it is. I just read Bhagavatam and I pray to Bhagavatam and Prabhupada to give some enlightenment. And as I start seeing the bigger greatness picture of Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, my problem, I started noticing, becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. That's why I don't have any problem in one sense right now. I mean, there is always problem, but I don't. Because if you start looking, really take shelter of Prabhupada's books, I saw it, it works 100% to me. I'm nothing any special. If a rascal like me can get it, anybody can get it, I believe. It's so important to read, force yourself. Don't try to fix the problem first and then come to Krishna. Come to Krishna and Prabhupada first. This is my suggestion. It worked. Not an idea or philosophy. And Sanatana Goswami Pad did the same thing. This is how I saw. One day, when Nawab unexpectedly appeared, you'll see as the time falls this pastime. I'm just giving a summary keynotes. He was shocked and infuriated by the scene, questioning Sanatan as to his intention. When Sanatan made clear he wanted to leave, can you imagine? A great soul, Acharya, Sanatana Goswami Pad lied. Did he lie? Maybe, maybe not. It depends how you see. He sent a note that he is sick. He cannot do. Call him, yeah. But then Nawab himself comes and he says he's not sick, he's having a wonderful time of reading Bhagavatam. So how to come up with this? When Sanatan made clear he wanted to leave, Nawab ruthlessly arrested and imprisoned him. Now you have to understand, just to give a 1-2 sentence, because I know time is ticking too. Sanatan Goswami Pad, so genius, he knew the heart of Muslim emperor that he was working. And that time he also adapted. He knew that to have a faith or trust, you adapt the culture also. Not that they did not eat the beef, but they had a beard like a Muslim. They had also, you know, the hat on the... You ever saw Muslim guys has a hat? Like that. They also had. Rupa Goswami Pad, Sanatan Goswami Pad, both of them had. I traced some information on that. And Sanatan Goswami Pad was so wonderfully took shelter of Bhagavatam. Why Nawab Husain Shah is so angry with him? Because Nawab Husain Shah did not maintain the citizen. He did not deal with the citizen's affair. It was Rupa and Sanatan. It was Sanatan Goswami, like a kind father, he was handling all the problem of the citizen. Nawab, the emperor, he was just enjoying as emperor, conquering, killing. That was his specialty. Sanatan Goswami Pad did not deal with that. So they had two different functions. Now he saw that his country will be ruined if there is no fatherly figure like Sanatan to take care of the citizen. Now at what cost Sanatan Goswami Pad gave up? At the bloodshed of killing other country's citizen to take over. Sanatan Goswami Pad immediately withdrawn. Such a loving, kind, merciful. But can Nawab see it? No, he cannot see it. So sometimes, like, you have to escape. If a challenge comes in your life, if challenges transform you, take it. Take it. Appreciate it. Krishna sanction. If challenges weaken your spiritual life, move away from there. That's what exactly Sanatan Goswami Pad doing. So, Rupa heard of his brother's plight. It's funny, Mahaprabhu asked him, so where is Sanatan? What is his condition? Then Rupa Goswami said, I'm not sure. He's trying to get out. And I heard the news that he's in jail. So I don't know what will happen. I left some money. See, it's like a pre-planned one. He left 10,000 gold coin. 10,000 gold coin is a lot of money to bribe. So anyhow, he said, I left some money. And Mahaprabhu says, don't worry, he will get out. Means he already knows, but the plan, see, what Mahaprabhu knew, what will happen, but how Sanatan will react, that was not planned. That is where individual conscious choice comes. All the great acharya in our parampara are not born as a great personality. I mean, they are born also. Prabhupada glorified, Prabhupada's father was a pure devotee. Yes, but I see them, they are great acharya because the choices they made in their life. The choices Prabhupada made, Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakur made, every acharya, Sanatan Goswami Pad, is not like a dictation, Mahaprabhu dictating what he should do. No, we are not a robot. This is what Krishna says. Vedaham samatitani bhattamanani cha arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mantvedana kaschana. I know your past, present, future. Then what is he waiting for? What is he wants Arjuna to do? Tasmat utkishtata jasola avashya. Get up and fight. Purva mehe mita maiva. I already killed them into death. Okay, so if you already killed them to death, then they are already dead. What am I going to do? What is my job? What is my purpose? Krishna told Arjuna, align, come on your own. See, 1863. In this Bhashasan, one devotee, anyway, I won't go that far. One devotee was challenging, we don't have a free choice. But that's not true. So he left, unfortunately. Because 1863, Krishna says, I have explained you all the knowledge. Jata ichchasi tata kuru. Do as you wish. So why Krishna is giving the choice if he did everything? Everybody understand? I'm short format I'm just giving. Because Krishna always wants each of us to come to him on our own will, own volition. We need to act on that. That's all. Krishna has the result? Yes. Krishna has the result, what will happen to you ultimately. But he wants you to practice sadhana to come to that level. He is not going to escape sadhana. He is not going to do sadhana for you. Just to make sure you know, Krishna is not going to do something. You want to do your job and he already did his job. So back to this Sanatana Goswami path. In disheveled state, Sanatana Goswami path arrived. Oh, sorry, I missed one line. Using his expert diplomatic skill, it's good to use, you know, crooked intelligence or whatever you say, diplomatic, because he was a minister. What did he do? He bribed. And you know that story. I won't tell the story because it will unfold as we go. It's so wonderful that how he actually, you know, even bribing is a science. It's not like you give it, okay, here, all the money, take, release me. No. He said, how about 5,000? Then he gave a proposal. Oh, well, then Sanatana Goswami Pad knows when somebody talks where he's coming from. What about 7,000 gold? It's like a testing. And then when he's like, oh, he's not getting, okay, 10,000, all right. See, this is how it works. It's not like, oh, I'm a pure devotee, Mahabhagavata. Prabhupada did the same thing in Bombay. I won't go that route, you know that story. Prabhupada did the same thing and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was surprised. Prabhupada knew this tricky intelligence? Yes. So like that, in the disheveled state, Sanatana Goswami Pad arrived at Chandrasekhar's home and humbly submitted himself before his Lord. Much to Sri Chaitanya's delight, for the next 2 months, Sri Chaitanya personally instructed Sanatana Goswami in the science of devotion. And the rest of the chapter, I'm breaking it, up to 93 I did. This one, two paragraph summarize the whole 93 text. Now because of the time, I'm going to tell you what actually I wanted to speak today, is that from this chapter you'll find the answer, and if you are interested, please, you can share with the rest of the community in Alachua, and I'll tell you what are the questions I made, and I'll share with you right now. It's a beautiful chapter. Okay. In order to celebrate Gaur Purnima in the best capacity that you can awaken love for him, these are the questions you must. Why? Because in Kumbh Mela, Prabhupada asked the devotees, what's his name? Loknath Maharaj, they were all there. What is the difference between all these groups and us? Anybody knows the answer? Said Prabhupada says, we have the good understanding called tattva. We have a tattva understanding, the truth. None of them had a good understanding. Otherwise they would be all devotees. It actually, you know, affected me a lot. So many topics. Now, do you see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, without tattva, if you hear about his pastimes, about his birth and lila, you will go back home? No. Janma karma chame divvam evam jobeti tattva. And 9.24, thank you. 9.24, Krishna says, if you do not understand him in tattva, scientifically, the truth, ontological truth, you will fall down. Chabbantite. Hami sarva jagyana bhukta cha prabhu revacha. You can look at Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada translated. If you do not understand Krishna in tattva, you will fall down. So these are the 11 questions I made, very quickly. First question. In order to ascertain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your life, these are the 10 questions you answer, and the 11th question is your confession. So, first question, with my own assets, like my body, my mind, my intelligence, speculation, my imagination, argument, concoction, my own inference, can I ascertain that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the absolute truth? Now, don't say yes or no. You have to give a reason, because Prabhupada gave a whole paragraph, whole purport about it. Why on our own inference we will fail to ascertain Mahaprabhu. So you have to, don't answer like, I mean you can answer, but don't just say no. Say why it is no. I like the way Prabhupada put it, it's so nice. Second question, give a authoritative, bona fide shastric evidence, pramanam, from different shastra, that proof that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the origin Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada also gave second chapter, the page after page reference Prabhupada gave. So collect some. You have 3 days, 4 days to get the answer, all of this. I would really appreciate if you can text me, say I found the answer of your question.
Could you text us the questions as well?
Sure. Number three question, very quick. Is it only by mercy alone that can reveal the absolute truth? Please quote a reference from the Shastra. Is God not merciful to everyone? And if so, then why are some people only capture His identity as a Supreme Lord and others are not? Even Mahaprabhu's time, this is true. Question number four. Do we need bona fide authority to back up this? Who are the authorities? Give a reference from the scriptures, and which shows the authority or the acharya actually established Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Question 5. Do I need a bona fide guru or a guide, in other words guide, to search in that route? And what I have to do to take his shelter, and how he is going to communicate and help me to see and establish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Supreme Authority? And I can tell you one thing, this all came from Prabhupada's, it's a sloka in Chaitanya Chaitanya, but from Prabhupada's explanation in the purport. Question number 6. Does God claim or declare that He is God? Or God will never claim He is God? If yes or no, then how do you know? Did Mahaprabhu ever claim that He is God? And how to understand this? Question number 7. What are the reasons the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears to the world? And what are the reasons that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed the reason He has appeared? Give the both, internal and external, very specific. Question number 8. What are the symptoms to detect that someone is the origin absolute truth? This happened in front of Sarvam Bhattacharya. He said, this is not absolute truth. Mahaprabhu was lying there. Can you imagine? And Gopinath Acharya is establishing he is the absolute truth, and Sarvam Bhattacharya says, no, I don't accept. So Prabhupada gave a very, very nice purport, 6-7 purport on this. Question number 9. What are the symptoms that we should know that actually establish the absolute truth by those symptoms? Question number 9. What are the primary internal symptoms? How do we find that visible symptom in Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Please give reference. Don't bring your own speculation. We'll not accept. Number 10. What are the marginal and tatastha symptom can be identified a personality as absolute truth? Please state with reference that is visible in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as He revealed to the world those So there is internal, don't mix these two together. And Prabhupada made it very clear. And you will see all the Mahaprabhu's pastime fall all into this 11 question. Number 11, in conclusion, how would you accept this truth and make yourself a conscious choice or conscious decision in your life mission to progress in this Krishna conscious bhakti path? And how do you guarantee that this will please your Gurudev Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So whatever bring the reference, make sure it is pleasing Prabhupada and Krishna. With that note, I'll end here. I have my answer, but I don't have the time for today. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any reflection? What are you going to take away?
You said
Vandeham.
And then Adi Leela chapter 4, worth reading, and big challenges to Krishna consciousness, reflect on it. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Gadagraj Prabhu?
Can I answer one of those questions? Can I answer it?
Sure. Which one would you
I
like to answer?
It was seven. It said, why did Lord Chaitanya come?
Why did Lord Chaitanya come? Yes,
and
go ahead.
Why did he not say that he was God? That was part of it, right?
No, that's a different question.
All right,
does God claim or declare, I am God?
Okay, I want to
answer. Because in India we see a lot of Bhagavans. I was with Radhanath Maharaj and Jagannath Puri Ratha Jatra, and we're dancing. It was raining. It was nice, just like this weather. Yeah. And after a few minutes, Maharaj said, did you look at it in the back? I said, no, Maharaj. He said, there is another God. And really, they put it in English. I was like, I never saw it in India like that. It says Bhagavan in Uriya language, in Bengali, and also in English. I was like, wow. And this is an old man. Anyway, that's an old story. I don't want to discuss it. He didn't have a beard, but he looks ugly to me. I mean, if God has to have that kind of face, I would really think a lot. Believe or not, in Chaitanya Bhagavata I read that the atheist, impersonalist, got attracted just by seeing Mahaprabhu's beautiful feature. Was so attractive, they're like, wow. Even in Prakashananda, Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada explained this. So many examples like this. So it's very nice, those questions. Yes, Prabhu, go ahead.
So the reason that Lord Chaitanya didn't say he was God is because he came to teach us how to be a devotee, right?
That's one answer. Prabhupada gave also a few answers, actually.
And another is,
okay, Prabhupada, I give you another tip. Prabhupada says in the purport, I'll read exactly what Prabhupada said. Here it is. This verse, you have to find the verse, or I'll tell you. This verse is very important in reference to the incarnation of God. Prabhupada writes, at present, there are especially many rascals prevalent in India who proclaim themselves incarnation of God or goddesses. Thus, they are fooling and bluffing foolish people. On behalf of the general populace, Sanatan presented himself as foolish, low-born, poorly behaved person, although he was most exalted personality. Inferior people cannot accept the real God, yet they are very eager to accept an imitation God who can simply bluff foolish people. All this is going on in this age of Kali. To guide these foolish people, Sri Chaitanya answered the question as follows, and you have to read that. Did Mahaprabhu claim? In that instance, no. And there is some places he did. So you have to come up with the both. Both are right, but you have to give a reason.
Yeah.
These are beautiful, Prabhu. Next 4 days we will be driving into ocean of Mahaprabhu's nectar. And culmination will be done by Pundarik Prabhu on the appearance day of Mahaprabhu. Okay, any other? No comment? Anything taking away? Anybody else? No? Okay. Yes, Mother. I can send it.
You can send me. I can send it.
Okay. You are in the. You are in my WhatsApp group. I'll put it in the group for everybody. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, I forgot. There's a cleaning, Maha cleaning your heart. Please come to temple. Rain already stopped. We're going to scrub the floor, clean the fan. I'm not sure what else needs to be done. Mother Mukha will guide us.